how do you work with goals?
Yeah. So I love goals. I love goal setting. Step number one with goal setting is just writing it down. You know, just write it down. I do kind of have a little bit of process that I put the goal down, but I think if you have, let's say you have one big goal, you first want to have a reason why you're doing it. Why are you doing it? And how is it going to help you and people around you? So let's say for my degree, I'm just going to be like, and you want to tap into that deep reason why you're doing it. Maybe what is it that gets you emotionally involved, right? Really think about it in life. For some people, it might be their siblings. When they think about their siblings, oh man, like that's so important for them, or their mother, or their girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, whatever. You need to tap into that and see how this is gonna kind of, your goal incorporates, can help that relationship, you know? So just trying to tie it together somehow. And then write it down. So let's say I say, hey, I wanna take a degree in business management, which I did, and say, because this will make me a more intelligent person who's able to, you know, finish this, and by doing this, I will be able to attain more resources, provide for my family, blah, 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 blah. So really, really go into it, you know, write down what will it mean for you to attain it. And then I would say, make a clear plan on how to achieve it. Like Peter always says in the goal book too, you know, break it down, break the goal down into small steps. Step number one needs to be do this. Step number two, do this. And then along the way you reward yourself. Hey, I did this. Boom. Reward yourself. Cause a lot of the time we beat ourselves down. And another thing also, like we said earlier, just know that first of all, you're okay. No matter, you're fine, you're loved, and you're awesome. Even if you don't achieve it. Right? So accept yourself no matter what. So we shouldn't go after goals to feel whole, because I don't think that achieving goals is going to make us feel whole. You know, just like you said, you know, you have a bronze medal in Shotokan karate. That bronze medal is awesome, but that's not what's making you feel whole as a person. It's kind of, because when we think about it like that, it's kind of a silly thing to even say it. But sometimes we do that as people, you know, we're like, if I don't have this thing, this car or this person, this girl, whatever, what, I'm not going to feel whole. I'm going to feel like I'm just going to walk around and kind of be, you know, that little bit depressed. So.